Davis County Commission meeting Tuesday, November 15th, 2016, 10 a.m.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah, we could really.
We are going to have a fast meeting.
Yeah, what we can do, what we can get done without JP.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to commission meeting. Today is Tuesday, November 14th. We're a couple of minutes after 10 o'clock. The year is 2015. Yeah, I'm going to say that. November 15th, 2016. Man, first sentence and I'm already in trouble. So I miss JP when he's not here. Yeah, I'm going to stop saying those things. I've asked Dax Tuescher if he would lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance today.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For the record, we're excusing Commissioner Petroff, who's not with us today. We have, to begin with, two RFP openings, and the first one is the Davis County Fair Rodeo Stock Contractor, who's going to be coming up and joining us with Curtis to open that RFP. I think, Dave, come on up. Dave Hansen. Tell us a little bit about what this is.
Well, a few years ago, we switched the governing or sanctioning body for our rodeo from Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, PRCA, to RMPRA, which is Rocky Mountain Professional Rodeo Association. Hopefully I got that right. We've had a lot of success with that. Our expenses have been half what they were with PRCA. Our ticket sales jumped up the first year. We get more local participants. We get full classes, you know, meaning we've got more than one bull rider that shows up. We get about 20 that show up. And with all the other events at the rodeo, they're just full of participants. So it's been a really good move for us. We've done that for 2 years now, and it's just time to we put out the word again that we're bidding this out again. And so we're just, you know, doing it out of good faith to make sure we've got the best value for the county.
Very good.
All right, so we have one bid received from Broken Heart Rodeo Company, LLC, and that total amount is $17,000. That's 17,000 for 2017, and 18 and 19 if the agreement is extended to those future years.
Okay. Very good. You'll take that and review it and be back to get an approval, I bet.
I will. Thank you for your help.
Thank you. And Mac, come on up. We also have an RFP opening for Davis County Conference Center controls upgrade. Mac, you might want to take a second and explain that.
Absolutely. Earlier this year, or you had actually funded a control upgrade at the conference center for this year. What they have going on up at the conference center is their entire system isn't controlled by a complete centralized system, so like a Siemens system or an Allerton system. So when you look at your HVAC system, there's no way that they can control it through the computer system. The one that was originally installed with the construction of the building stopped working several years ago, and because it had stopped working, when they would have mechanical companies come in and repair their HVAC systems, they would actually take the control mechanisms off of the systems, which were there to override that complete system. So what this does is it gets the Allerton back in place. It upgrades their system so they can actually control it and read it through a centralized system, as well as replacing those that they had taken off of the units. And so this will get them back on track with everything that that they need to be able to see what's going on with their heating and air, as well as control the comfort zones and comfort levels throughout the different conference areas when they have conferences. Instead of sending an HVAC person in each individual room, they can adjust it through the computer system.
Very good. Thank you very much. Curtis?
All right. So we have two bids, and they are not marked on their envelopes, and so they may go out of order here. So one moment. Our first one is that we've opened is ACES Automated Controls and Electrical Services, and they have a bid amount for the total of the described scope above $90,635. That's 90635. And it looks like they also have an optional commissioning price with an additional $5,000 if we choose to do the commissioning. So $90,635, which means next up is Automated Mechanical. For the scope that they've included, it is $115,307. That's 115307. They also have some options for upgraded controllers of another $9,375. That's 9375. And they also are proposing a quarterly maintenance for the control system of $500 per quarter, so $500 per quarter. So Mac will go back and look at that with his staff and make sure they get the best value for the county, considering what the scope is, and we will move forward.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're into the business and action items, and our first on the agenda is our Davis County Library Director, Chris Sanford.
I always love the names companies come up with.
I know. Look at this one.
Thank you, Commissioners. And this agreement is with Chili Fresh Enterprises, Inc. They provide a database to us that allows our patrons to go online and write reviews of different materials. We also get a lot of our cover art for some of our database management and things that we post on our website from them. The amount of this agreement is $2,040.
I'm sure you have some editorial control over what those reviews are.
Absolutely do.
All right.
Good. I'd move approval.
And I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And when I saw that Chili Fresh, I thought, in the library, are we serving refreshments now or what?
Yeah.
There you go.
I think that's the next evolution of libraries is chili. Okay, Tony Zambrana, Davis County Grants Auditor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commissioners. We have a couple more CDBG contracts just to remind the Commission about these. The HUD money goes towards these. Then a review committee looks at all the people who applied. Review committee has made their recommendations, and those recommendations have been presented to the Commission. The Commission has already approved the funding for these contracts. Now we just need Commission approval on the actual contracts. So the first agreement that we have before the Commission is with Safe Harbor Shelter, and the projects being funded is for their operation expenses of the shelter and also some equipment purchases for the shelter. The equipment being purchased is 4 refrigerators, 4 electric stove ranges, 1 dishwasher, and 1 security camera, and that includes installation. And the total amount of the agreement is for $25,000.
I'd move approval.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.
The second agreement is with the Road Home Shelter, and this agreement's for $10,000, and it's for the operational expenses of the shelter.
I'd move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. That work that you do in helping these entities and agencies in Davis County with this funding is very much appreciated. Yeah. Do a good job. Thank you.
Yeah, you do a great job. Thank you, Tony. All right. Next on the agenda, today's winner for the thickest package is Dave Hansen with the Legacy Event Center.
I'm the lucky winner.
Yeah.
It's good to come on a day when the health department doesn't have a bunch, I guess. So that's just our almost monthly package of contracts. Those are the small dollar, low risk contracts that we get quite often. And they range from soccer practice, dog shows. Boy, you can read the list there. There's just a variety of things that we get coming through.
Very good.
I'd move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you,
Dave. Brad from Davis Park.
Now, speaking of food.
Speaking of food. I want you to mention that. Yeah. Would you mention that to Commissioner Petro?
Yeah. It's on the record now.
Okay, this is use the microphone, please.
Use the mic.
Thank you.
This is a contract with Davis Park Cafe LLC for food and banquet services at the Davis Park Golf Course that runs through December 31st, 2017.
Okay.
Great. Anything unique about this, or just,
no,
we're just
renewal.
Renewing it?
There's been some back and forth on it, some meetings, and on just how to structure it because things have changed, you know, with the golf business, and I think more places to go, close places at Station Park, more eateries. So I think maybe we had the contract set a little high, and we've adjusted that to help them become successful.
Okay. I'd move approval.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. That was easy.
I really appreciate whatever you're doing with the weather.
Well,
talk to me about today, this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. We do want water, though, you know.
I know. I'm already getting calls from, messages from H-Grip on increases and restrictions.
Yeah. Mm. Just, if you'll just get it to start raining about 10 o'clock at night and stop about 4 in the morning, you'd be just fine. Very good. Neil.
Yeah,
we scared you, didn't we?
Yeah.
This is Thompson Reuters.
I think you woke him up.
Yeah. Woke me up. I was thinking of rain and was going to say, let's get some snow in the mountains too while it's raining down here. But so this agreement with Thompson Reuters, this is the service that we receive our ability to do legal research. It's Westlaw. We've changed our subscription amount to get our online ability to search the statute and case law database, and I think we've gone through with our criminal division and eliminated some of those services that we don't use as frequently as the absolutely necessary ones.
All right.
I'd move approval.
And I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good.
I move that we would recess the Board of Equalization.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today 3 veteran abatements, 4 tax-exempt purchases that are exempt from tax, so they're abated as well, 1 MIDA abatement. You have 50 properties that have stipulated to value before going to a hearing. You have 15 that were denied due to no evidence. You have 4 that went to a hearing, 3 were denied, 1 was approved after the hearings. You have 12 late abatements for 2016 and 1 correction for value.
I'd move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I move that we would reconvene commission meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'd move approval of the check registers.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, time for commissioner comments. Anything to share with us, commissioner?
Not at the moment.
Yeah. I've got lots of things going on, but we'll save it for another meeting.
Don't want to break Curtis? The record.
No comment. Thank you.
Okay. Neil?
No comment. I had a comment, but we'll...
It's, all right. And now we get to open it up for public comments. Anyone from the public that would like to address the commission? Seeing none, seeing there's none, then I think we will have this meeting stand adjourned.
There you go.